Thank you, Brother Ernie. What a blessing. If you got your Bible this morning, I want you to turn with me to Psalms 103. Psalms 103. Now, I want to share with you this morning from the Word of God upon the subject of the idea, does your life praise the Lord? Does your life praise the Lord? David was at a low point in his life. He had gone through some bad deals, made some huge mistakes, had a lot of things that he had to live down because of bad choices that he made in his heart and his life. But out of that, he came forward and wrote this psalm called the Psalm of David. And out of that, he came to a realization of just what the Lord had done for him. You know, I think sometimes you and I, we may ask, well, Brother Larry, what have I got to praise the Lord for? All these struggles I'm going through, all these difficulties that are mine, all these hardships, all these surgeries, all these treatments, and all this stuff, you know, what I have to praise the Lord for? But David's praise was focused on what all the glorious deeds that God had done for him in his heart and his life. You know, it's easy to complain about life. But David gives us praise after praise after praise here that we can praise God for. I want you to look at it with me. Psalms 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We sing that part of one of our hymns. To bless the Lord, oh my soul, the very being of who we are. We need to be blessing or praising the Lord and all that the Lord has done for us. He said in verse 2, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, all the things that the Lord has done for us. I tell you, when I stop and just reflect sometimes on what the Lord has truly blessed me with, you know, I stand in awe of, after 73 years, looking back and seeing whatever we've been able to accomplish in that period of time. How the Lord has blessed, and he's worthy to be praised for all those benefits that he has blessed us with. What are some of those benefits, Brother Larry? Look at verse 3. He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. That's the number one thing. If you got nothing else to praise the Lord about, you can praise him for forgiving you of your sins in your heart and your life and giving you the opportunity to be called a child of God, who healeth all thy diseases. You know, we all have ups and downs. We've got ins and outs. We've gone through things in our lives, you know. And even in dealing with the diseases here, like cancer and heart disease and gallbladders and all the other things that we're dealing with in our hearts and our life, his healing may not be a physical healing here, but it'll be a complete spiritual healing when we stand into his presence, because he forgave us of our sins. And verse 4 said, he redeemed thy life from destruction. What does it mean to redeem? To buy back, to take back possession of? He redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. He wasn't a God that came in and beat us down and treated us like an earthly king was doing to so many in that day and time. And what we see going in our those countries today, even today. All the difficulties, all the hardships that are there in their hearts and their lives. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's just the kind of God that we serve. A loving, kind God. Tender mercy. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know what? That verse got a lot contained in it there when it talks about that and his renewing of your life. As an eagle grows and gets larger and bigger and older in its life, during the season of molding, that eagle will begin to shed its feathers. And during the nesting time and the period that is taking place for the eagle there, as it has shedded its feathers, new feathers grow back in its place. And it is now a brand new eagle again. Might be 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, 11, but it can go back because it's got a brand new what? Set of wings, got a new way to soar like an eagle, a brand new way. And he said here, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, well, I'd love to call back a few years, you know. If I knew it was going to be this good, I'd have took a little easier on my body, I think, you know. But we always looking back and see things through the mirror, can't we? Verse 6 said, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. God doesn't want to see you and I in a state of depression, a state of weakness in our hearts and our lives. He said he executed righteousness. Righteousness is that which is morally proper in the sight of God. He knows what's best for you, and he knows what's best for me. And he's going to execute or put that into play for us in our hearts and our lives for all that are oppressed in our hearts and our lives. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. He goes all the way back. What did Moses come down out of that mountain carrying? Tablet of stone. What was written upon it? The Ten Commandments. And he's saying he made known his ways to Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. He fed them with manna and water from a rock. He did a lot of great things for the children of Israel. One of the greatest accomplishments that ought to give them all the rights to praise the Lord was when they marched around Jericho and shouted, what happened? Walls come tumbling down, didn't it? The Lord is merciful. Thank God. He was merciful to me. Not only is he merciful, he's gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Isn't that awesome? Four things he said there. He's merciful, he's gracious, he's slow to anger, and he's plenteous in mercy. He has got a great deal of mercy. If he didn't, where would we be today? You know, I believe that verse of scripture right there is the one reason that our Lord is waiting and holding back today. He's merciful, he's gracious, and he's slow to anger. He's plenteous in his mercy, hoping that just one more person would get their hearts right with him. He will not always chide. The word chide, the way it's used in the Greek and the Hebrew, excuse me, he will not always accuse. He will not always accuse. Neither will he keep his anger forever. those of you that's been with us through our Wednesday night and Sunday night Bible studies in the Old Testament, as we come through them, time and time again, God had something that he was going to do, and he changed his mind. Why? Because people like Jeremiah and people like Moses and people like all these other Old Testament prophets, they'd say, Lord, hold it now. You didn't put all this into play to make a mess out of it and show the people that you're not capable. What did the Lord do? He'd change his mind, what things that he was doing. And what can we do to get him to change his mind for us? Confess, forsake, put it away. Verse 10 says, he hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor has he rewarded us according to our iniquities. If he'd have dealt with me according to my sins, I would be in bad shape today. Nor has he rewarded us according to our iniquities or sins. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. That word fear doesn't mean to be frightened of. It means to honor, respect, to reverence him. The heaven is as high above the earth. It is so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. You start right here and you can head east. You go all the way around back to the beginning, you know. And he said, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Three things he pointed out there in those last few verses. You know, he sees our sins, he forgives our sins, and he rewards us according to our sins. If it was not for that, nor would we have the hope we have. Likewise, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. And many, many times, you know, what's our motto? You hurt, I hurt. You got a problem, I got a problem. You got a need, I got a need, right? We are, you know, so concerned for Michael. Because we've heard of some of these gallbladder surgeries in the last few weeks. It's gone bad the other way and stuff. Couldn't help but be concerned. Couldn't help but pray. Couldn't help but worry. Still worried about what some of those reports might say, how the healing's going to go. And, you know, the Lord looks down on us. He pitieth us, too. He hates to see us have to go through. But sometimes they're only there because it's for our own good. It's for our own good. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. From the dust we came, to dust we're going to return it. And the end of our road here. And what he has for us. As for man, his days are as the grass, as a flower of the field. So he flourishes. One day it's pretty, green. Next day it's dead and gone. Flowers of the field. So he flourisheth. Things spring up, beautiful, fine. I was going down the road the other day and seen a set of flashers on a car, and the car was pulled over, and the woman was in the ditch watching, walking down the ditch of the road, and thought she had car trouble or something. I pulled up there and I said, ma'am, can I help you? You need anything? She said, no, I'm just out here picking me some flowers. Said, I found this pretty place here with all these flowers. I'm not on your property, am I? And I said, no, ma'am, you're not on my property. That's counted right away. You pick all the flowers that you want. She said, well, I figured if I didn't get me some today, then probably wouldn't be here very long. They were certainly pretty. And she was enjoying the flowers of the field. Verse 16 says, for the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. It dieth and wasteth away, and is remembered no more in our hearts and our lives. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. How long is that? Forever and ever and ever and ever. Upon them that fear him or reverence him or respect him and obey him. And his righteousness unto children's children. Passed from generation to generation to generation. To such as keep his commandments, his covenant. And to those that remember his commandments to do them. People say all the time, oh, Old Testament ain't relevant for today. What better moral code to live your life by than the Ten Commandments? And that's what he's saying here. Such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Where are we going to be with the Lord at one day? In heaven. Place that he has prepared for those that love him. When we see him sitting on that throne in heaven, you know, we're going to praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord. Does your life praise the Lord? Do others see Jesus in you, what he's done? Here's how he closes this out in verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Listen to the word of God. Listen to what he is saying to you. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, all the heavenly hosts that excel in strength, that do his commandments, that hearken unto the voice of his word, to listen to what he is saying in our hearts and our lives. And David here is communing with God. Listen to what I'm going to tell you now. If I understand this, chapter 103, David is communing heart to heart with God. He's not communing with the outside world. Right now, he's at a time and a place in his heart and his life. After all the struggles, all the trials, all the afflictions, all the mess-ups, all the dumb things that he'd done in his heart and his life, all the sicknesses that his little boy, Babe, went through and died because of his sins, he had a lot on his plate. But he'd come to a point and a place where he found out that all that sin and wrong that he could live a life that would praise the Lord. And he said, bless the Lord, ye his angel, that sail in strength, do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He finishes the life that's worthy of praise to the Lord. How did he start it? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord and his holy name. Think about it. What kind of blessing are you? And what the Lord have for you in your heart and your life. What he's trying to do in you and through you to make you who you are today. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Lord, sometimes we get so tied up in our hardships, our troubles, our trials, our afflictions, our sicknesses, our whatever, that we let it steal away from us opportunity after opportunity to just praise the Lord. Lord, to allow you to be the one in our hearts and our lives, that's the most important thing. As we share this time this morning, I would that each one of us would answer that question to ourselves this morning. Does my life praise the Lord? Does my life exemplify the love and mercy that Jesus showed for me in my life? Not, you'd ask the Lord, Lord, what would it take for you to bless my soul once again? I want to be like that eagle. I want to shed the old wings. I want to shed the old feathers. And I want to grow new ones that will cause me to be able to soar higher than I've ever soared in my life. And my praise to you, God. You stir our hearts. These altars will be open, Lord. Maybe them needs to come kneel and pray. Maybe there's those here this morning just as they pray with you, Lord, will say, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Take me back to that place where one time I was happy in what you were doing in my life. But I let little things separate me from that. Whatever God may be dealing with you about, you be obedient. Jesus speaks to your heart. Amen. Brother Ernie, what are we going to